This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and each weekend we provide you with the best of information about natural therapies, about high-tech medicine. We put those together for you, and we call it Intelligent Medicine. You can call us 877-726-8255. And lots of stories this week that I'm going to share with you. Any nurses out there? Well, if you're a nurse, it's likely that you are subject to enormous amounts of stress. It's a tough occupation. You got to work really hard, and the conditions are sometimes abysmal. But a new study suggests that nurses, by and large, are tired and overworked. And in fact, as a result, 1 in 8 takes medication to help stay awake. This is based on a study of 1,165 nurses working at a medical center. The findings were presented at Sleep 2019. That's the 33rd annual meeting of the Associated Professional Sleep Societies. And the concern here is that sleep-deprived health professionals may be putting patients at risk, and of course putting themselves at risk, but the patient, are the recipient of care that may be impaired by sleep deprivation or the effects of medication. The study reveals that 31% of nurses show symptoms consistent with chronic insomnia. And why is that? Well, that's the result of shift work disorder. Many nurses are now on a schedule. When I talk to nurses, sometimes they get to work 3 days a week. And lots of you might say, well, that's great. I'd love to work 3 days a week and have 4 days off. But often these are 12-hour shifts. And sometimes they are what's called the swing shift, which is from 4 to midnight. That's not great. But even worse is the graveyard shift from 12 to 8 in the morning. So the net result is insomnia and shift work disorder. 13% of nurses rely on medication to help keep them awake. I wonder what kind of medication that is. Is that Adderall or Provigil? These are medications that are designed to treat sleep disorders. But if you're just not sleeping enough, there's no medication that's going to counteract that. 4.5% battle what's called excessive daytime sleepiness. Well, that's great. They're mixing medications for you and doing medical procedures, calculations that require precision. More than a quarter, this is very disturbing, 27%, take sleeping medication before bed. Well, okay, that may help them sleep, but often those medications can impair you during your waking hours. Nearly half, 49%, log about 6.6 hours of sleep each night, and that's less than the recommended 7 hours. That's not enough. In addition, and this is a problem too, it turns out that 18.5% of nurses have a moderate to severe risk for obstructive sleep apnea, which even if you lie in bed for, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours, you're not getting quality sleep. Your sleep is interrupted. And people who have obstructive sleep apnea, they snore, they gasp, and they wake up exhausted, and their daytime performance is impaired. So the research concludes nurses are at increased risk for circadian rhythm sleep-wake disorders, such as shift work disorder. And Well, by the way, nearly 100,000 deaths occur each year in U.S. hospitals as a result of medical errors. So, you know, if you thought the same statistics applied to your airline pilot, you might be concerned. I think the Federal Aviation Agency, the FAA, would step in to undertake corrective action. Okay, 877-726-8255 is our number. And there are other ways to get questions to us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That'll get you a shot at getting your question answered during our weekly podcast, Q&A with Layla. You can also go to our website, which is drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, on a PC or Mac, a little rectangle will appear, and it will prompt you to pose a question, as did Hope. Let's hear from Hope.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I have a question or a comment about the safety of flushing toilets with the lid up. Many years ago, I dated somebody who always wanted to be sure that I put the lid down on his toilet, which I, of course, did. Many years later, 40 or 50, he's a world-famous specialist in public health and travels all over the world. When I asked him about it now, he refused to commit to the necessity of toilet seats being closed. My sister had a splenectomy about 30 years ago from an accident, and therefore has a compromised immune system. And she recently had to have part of her thyroid removed due to a malignancy. And while she was in the hospital, she saw that no hospital toilets even have lids. So she asked, and the reason given was, oh, well, if we put lids on them, we'd have to clean them. You know, the lower surface, which seems to me a pretty lame excuse, since many people in a hospital could have C. diff or other contaminating things in their feces. And also many people, maybe even the same people, are immunodeficient and can catch things. I'm just watching a TV show that had a specialist saying, yes, you should always close the toilet seat because a plume of vapor and all kinds of contents rises up when you flush the toilet up several feet. So I would like your opinion on whether or not one should close the lid, but specifically whether hospitals should be forced to have lids and to clean them on a regular basis. Thank you.
That's a fascinating question. And, you know, let me clear this up right away, is that there are a lot of people in this country who have had splenectomies. They've had their spleens removed, usually due to an accident, you know, where the spleen gets damaged. So they're walking around without a spleen. And selected parts of their immune system are impaired. They may have more of a susceptibility to certain bacteria, the bacteria that cause salmonella, the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia, and they actually receive a vaccine called the Pneumovax to protect against that. But otherwise, they're generally fine. So, you know, I wouldn't particularly worry about your sister and the concern about thyroid cancer. That's unrelated. But you make a good point. And, you know, several studies have suggested that what we're doing to reduce infections is kind of bass-ackward in hospitals. So, for example, and I recently talked about this, there was a study done about hospital sinks. And hospital sinks, you know, you go, they tell you to wash your hands, so you wash your hands. Well, these sinks usually have aerators, and the aerators, they actually cultured the fixtures and they cultured the basins. And what they found is that there was a lot of water splash. The water splash is sometimes adjacent to beds in intensive care units. The aerators tend to aerosolize tiny droplets into the air. They're often infected with biofilms of nasty things like Pseudomonas aeruginosa, which is a horrible pathogen for immunosuppressed folks. So they criticized the design of hospital sinks and fixtures and their positioning in rooms, especially where patients are very immunocompromised. Not to mention the fact that they tell doctors and nurses to wash their hands, wash their hands, wash their hands. But what doctor or nurse, especially the younger generation, can refrain from checking their cell phone every minute or so when they have a break? And the cell phones are highly contaminated with bacteria. It turns out that 40% of cell phones of nurses in a recent study were contaminated with Staph aureus. And, you know, now to bathrooms, you know, they have those hand washers, those hand dryers. The hand dryers, it's thought, suck up some of the droplets that are in the air from the flush toilets and then nicely disperse them throughout the bathroom so that, you know, they get on your clothes, you know, you inhale them. This is definitely not the way to go. In fact, where I work, there's a bathroom, and there's a wonderful toilet there. It's a very powerful toilet. It's a urinal, men's urinal, so you stand up and do your business there. And I have learned that I definitely have to step away. You know, some men don't flush, but I flush. That's the polite thing to do. But I have learned to step away from the front of that thing when I flush, because it will deliver a stream of yellow droplets directed right at my freshly pressed pants. And so I'm loath to stand there when I flush. And, you know, that, what you mentioned about the toilet seats, that's just incredible because, okay, so yeah, you flush, the droplets go in the air, and they say, oh, the reason we don't have toilet seats is because we'd have to clean them, and that's, you know, one less thing to be contaminated. I agree with you. Close the lid when you flush because the stuff gets spewed upwards into the air. Good call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, heart health, immunity support, and much more. We provide only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details on each of the protocols and to take advantage of these special offers, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And Peter Frampton is in the medical news this week. I saw earlier, before I saw the story, that he's holding a concert later this year. But it will be his final concert, his career-ending concert. And if any of you wonder who Peter Frampton is, he's the wah-wah guy. You know, wah, 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 wah. You want to hear a little bit of Peter Frampton here? Peter Frampton, unfortunately, has something called an autoimmune condition, which is called inclusion body myositis, abbreviated IBM. Inclusion body myositis is a autoimmune condition which attacks the muscles. And he says that it's kind of an insidious condition because you don't realize that it's creeping up on you. He says in an interview in Rolling Stone, he began to experience some tightness in his ankles about 8 years ago. So who would pay much attention to that? You know, you get a little older in years. He's 68. He's relatively a contemporary of mine. I listened to him when I was in college. And, you know, 3.5 years ago, then Frampton fell over trying to kick back a beach ball a fan had tossed onto the stage. You know, so it's like a little bit of a stunt. You know, while he's performing, he wanted to kick the beach ball back. And he said, my legs just gave out. And everybody was joking. He's fallen and he can't get up. You know, like the commercial, you know, he's getting on in years and he's becoming a little clumsy. But he was embarrassed. But he also noted difficulty lifting heavy objects, such as his carry-on luggage over his head. And so, you know, it took several years of these insidious symptoms coming on. And he finally arranged an appointment with a neurologist who made the diagnosis. This will be a career-ending disorder for him because it affects the fingers. And for a guitar player, that's the end of the line. He says, I'm able to play great right now, but in a year's time, maybe not so good because it's a progressive degenerative disorder. And he doesn't want to cheat his fans. So he has had a trial of a drug, which is designed, it's called Actos, and it's primarily used as an anti-diabetes drug, but it's thought to have an anti-inflammatory effect on the muscles, and so they're doing a clinical trial with him. But there is no cure for this. And, you know, if he were to see me, I would say, well, this is an autoimmune disease. We would apply some of the principles that we generally apply to people from people who suffer from autoimmune conditions. We might give essential fatty acids and check glutathione pathways, look at the effects of the gut, whether he has leaky gut syndrome, maybe give androgens, DHEA, testosterone. These are some things that can help to fend off autoimmune conditions. Autoimmune conditions more prevalent in women generally than men, but this condition tends to occur more in men, unfortunately. So we wish the best to Peter Frampton. And, you know, it's a cautionary tale, because if you have mysterious symptoms, and you say, well, I'm just getting old, I'm feeling run down, get it checked out. Go to a doctor and find out what's going on. You may get a diagnosis, and you may be able to do something about it, forestall the problem. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, two stand out, which help nourish your brain: Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, delivering magnesium directly to your brain. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Impossible Foods CEO Pat Brown, who is founder of the Impossible Burger, which is now a sensation. I mean, it's hitting fast food eateries. The demand is going through the roof. The company's stock is soaring. It's a sensation because it enables you to have faux meat, that's F-A-U-X, for the first time, that bleeds, that really tastes like rare hamburger. And the secret is something called leg hemoglobin, which is an interesting thing. It's kind of an anomaly in nature. Hemoglobin, of course, is the stuff that makes blood red. And in nature, there is a kind of an outlier in the vegetable kingdom, which are a certain type of bean that around its rootlets, if you ever pull up a bean plant, you see there are little nodules in the roots. And some of these nodules are rich in a substance called leg hemoglobin, which is a legume form of hemoglobin. These are not carnivorous plants. These are real plants, but for some reason, they accumulate very small amounts of hemoglobin in these little nodules in their roots. So ingenious food scientists came up with the idea of, okay, if we can take that gene that makes this leg hemoglobin, and if we put it inside yeast and put the yeast inside vats and feed the yeast will crank out an enormous amount of this blood red leg hemoglobin. And then we can add it to processed vegetable matter, and we can imbue it with the flavor, the juiciness, the mouthfeel, the texture of a real hamburger. And then you can save the planet, and you can be a vegan, and you can feel virtuous. And of course, there's no cholesterol or bad fat in there. And therefore, you know, it's a win-win situation. So this is a quote from Impossible Foods CEO Pat Brown. He says that he hopes to have an impact on our health, the future of the livestock industry, and on the natural environment. He says, "We think we've made choices that have the net effect of making this better for consumers' health than what it replaces. There are intrinsic safety issues with food from animals. You can't make ground beef without fecal bacteria getting into it. It's part of the process. That carries irreducible food safety hazards, which we can readily avoid." So that, you know, he's mustering
That's an argument, is that there are cases of E. coli due to meat, and with his product that's processed and sterilized, no problem. Also, there's no cholesterol in our burger, and that is there's a significant population of people for whom, he says, cholesterol has negative health consequences. There's also data suggesting that mammalian meat triggers an inflammatory response in humans that has some negative health consequences that we don't have with our product. So what it suggests is that, you know, 100,000 years ago when Neanderthals and Cro-Magnons were roaming the earth, that there should have been warning labels on the mastodons so that the humans who hunted those wild sources of animal protein wouldn't develop high cholesterol or an inflammatory response from eating mammalian meat. This guy has now discovered that it's just historical aberration that we've been eating meat for tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years, and we can now, through science and technology, get around that. He says the ultimate goal is to develop a way to produce all the foods we traditionally get from animals much more sustainably using scalable ingredients from plants and make these foods delicious, nutritious, and affordable. Ultimately, his goal appears to be to bring an end to the need for livestock so that everybody is eating this synthetic food that's industrially processed. And, oh, by the way, he's a vegan. And it's nice when your life mission coincides with the profit motive, isn't it? Is, you know, that he wants to bring an end to animal agriculture and at the very same time supplant it with his version of sort of a chemicalized substitute and thereby save the planet, save people from a horrible death due to clogged arteries. He says if we succeed completely in that, there would obviously still be cows, pigs, and chickens, but they would not be a significant part of the food system, but they'd be kept around because they're interesting creatures. They would be in petting zoos, and animals could, you know, be cuddled by little children as kind of a relic of our uncivilized past. you know, there you have it. It's a vision that a lot of people espouse is the end of animal cruelty, the end of consuming creatures, living creatures. Well, we can substitute it with these synthetic food products. And that's really where we're going with this. And a lot of people are getting behind it. A lot of corporate interests. There's big money in it. There's a lot of academics who believe that we should be on a plant-based diet. We also have the cholesterol hypothesis in medicine, which is how low can you go? Let's avoid egg yolks. Let's avoid saturated fat and thereby avoid all the major degenerative diseases. And here's what's in it. This is what's in the Impossible Burger. I'm going to read off what's in it. Water. Okay, so far so good. Soy protein concentrate. So basically, the matrix of this, before it's flavored with the leg hemoglobin, the bloody red stuff that runs down your chin when you bite into a juicy burger, is basically a good old-fashioned soy burger. You know, like those, you know, sort of hard frozen patties that you'd find in the health food store, and the tie-dyed guy behind the counter would say, yeah, over there in the frozen food section, that's where the soy burgers are. Also some coconut oil, some sunflower oil, which is unfortunately a seed oil, omega-6 oil, that some people associate with risk of inflammation. Natural flavors, I always love that because that's kind of a weasel word. What's in it? And also 2% or less of potato protein, methylcellulose, which is a fiber, yeast extract, a lot of people sensitive or allergic to yeast, but it's in there, that provides flavor. Cultured dextrose. Well, see, when I have my dextrose, I always want it to be cultured because dextrose is a fancy word for sugar. And when I have sugar, I want it to be cultured, highly cultured and refined. So I'm not sure. I've never seen that term, cultured dextrose. Dextrose, which is sugar. Food starch that's modified, you know, that's been implicated in certain health problems, modified food starch. Then, of course, the secret sauce here is the soy leg hemoglobin, which is, you know, derived from soy. Soy plants have these little rootlets. Then there's some salts. There's some soy protein isolate, which is a refined soy product. It's nothing like the original soy, which is rich in all kinds of beneficial ingredients. But this is the refined isolate. And then there's a smattering of vitamins, vitamin E, zinc, thiamin, sodium ascorbate, niacin, pyridoxin hydrochloride, riboflavin, vitamin B2, and vitamin B12. So it, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, each Impossible Burger is a little bit like a one-a-day vitamin or a gummy bear, you know, that you give to kids that has a smattering of some, you know, relatively poor quality, inexpensive vitamins in it. And there you have it. It's the Impossible Burger, and it's part of the vision of a lot of people, and in particularly this guy, Pat Brown, who is laughing all the way to the bank because the stock of his company, Impossible Foods, is going through the roof. Have you tried one? Yet a lot of people have, and they say it tastes pretty good, but oh, the after effects on their stomach, gastrointestinal tract, are, shall we say, somewhat undesirable. This is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Have you heard about this important story? New sex drug for women to improve low libido has just been approved last month by the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new drug to treat low sexual drive in women. It is only the second drug for that purpose. Men have a slew of drugs. You know, there's Cialis and Levitra and Viagra. But women only have a couple. The only one besides Adji, which entered the market in 2015, but has been kind of a flop because it kind of makes you, you know, it can make you dizzy, it can make you faint. With Adji, it has to be taken. It has to be taken frequently. It must be taken every day. It cannot be taken with alcohol. That makes for kind of an unpleasant dating situation. You know, your libido is increased, well, only slightly, you know, maybe 20%, but you can't drink because you'll get a whammo reaction with the Adji. Well, soon after it went on sale, the previous drug, Adji, was acquired for Valent Pharmaceuticals for $1 billion. They scooped it up and they thought, this is going to be a killer drug. But then they kind of wussed on promoting it. They sold it back to its original owners in 2017. That's a mark of an unsuccessful drug. When you buy it for $1 billion, then you say, we're not going to market it. You can have it back. And the drug sales have been tepid. So there's a new drug. And it's kind of interesting because actually some integrative doctors that I know have been offering a version of it as an injectable. Well, that's unfortunate. But the nice thing about it, even though it is injectable, it can be used only before sex. And so you don't have to take it all the time. And while it does involve needle injections, it also can be taken with alcohol. So that's, you know, eliminating one drawback to the use of this libido-enhancing medication. Its chemical name is bremelanotide. It's a type of medication that works directly on the brain. You know, I've always said that women's major sex organ is the brain, whereas men have it, you know, somewhat on a lower latitude on the body. And that's why Viagra doesn't really work very well at all in women. It's not a hydraulic problem with women. It's something that resides in a certain part of the brain that houses, primitive drives, thirst, hunger, libido. That's in the brain, not in the groin. The company officials declined to say how much Vyleesi would cost. They said they would provide more details when the product goes on sale later this year. They said they expected insurance to cover Vyleesi. Okay, well, that's good. But, you know, how do you get your doctor to say that you have a sexual disorder that qualifies for free Vyleesi? That's probably going to be pretty pricey. Still a big market for this. Nearly 6 million American premenopausal women suffer from low sexual desire. It's actually now been turned into a medical condition. The company said that market could translate into about $35 million a year for every 1% of affected patients who use their product. So they're saying even if just 1% of the 6 million women use their products, that could be a marketing bonanza. Problem though, in clinical trials, 40% of women experience nausea after taking it. Okay, that's really romantic. Honey, I got a upchuck. Gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Here's another thing. It's a melanocortin, and melano, you know, has something to do with melanin. So 1% of the patients who took Vyleesi in the studies reported darkening in their gums and parts of their skin. That's not very many, but it didn't go away in about half of the patients after they stopped treatment. Also, they say that people with high blood pressure who have cardiovascular disease or those at high risk for cardiovascular disease should not take the drug. So, you know, precisely the category of women who have lowered libido, maybe older women who are concerned about cardiovascular risk. The drug was shown to improve women's self-reported feelings of desire and lower their distress around having sex. Okay, good. But it did not increase the number of, quote, sexually satisfying events they had in a statistically significant way. Still, they approved it. It sounds like not a slam dunk for a satisfying sex life. Here's something a little more wholesome. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, here's something. It won't give you nausea. It won't make you pass out. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. And I've been talking about it here on Intelligent Medicine for quite some time. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reduces some symptoms of aging. NT-Factor is available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs, complete with antioxidants, pre and probiotics, and omega-3s. But if you have your favorite supplements, you may want to take NT-Factor alone. Now there's Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT-Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-Factor for years. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shoppe, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store virtually everywhere or online. Most retailers carry it. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, this item, is there a diet for preventing macular degeneration? You know, what's emphasized in macular degeneration, antioxidants, zinc, also lutein and zeaxanthin, and DHA from fish. So is it, if eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, is that going to do it? Eating a lot of fish, is that going to help? Well, in one of the first studies of its kind, this study from 2019 in the American Journal of Ophthalmology, they looked at the association between diet and the risk of developing age-related macular degeneration. Big study, over 4,000 participants in Holland. And what they found is that consumption of fish at least twice a week, as compared with less fish consumption, was associated with a 24% decrease in the incidence of AMD. Intake of at least 200 grams per day of vegetables or intake of fruit at least twice a day was not associated with AMD risk. So the fruit didn't seem to make a difference. But if you had the fish and you had the fruit, there was a little bit of a knock-on effect of having fruit and vegetables along with plenty of fish. So suggestion is a fish-rich diet, eat your fruits and vegetables. It can have an impact on reducing the incidence of AMD by, check this out, 42% lower than those who did not, achieve those dietary goals. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.